It's KUTX 98.9. We just heard from the Byrds, Mr. Spaceman, and their lead singer and jangly guitar player, Roger McGuinn, celebrating his 75th birthday today. So happy birthday to Roger McGuinn and all those folks having birthdays today. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove, Jake Perlman, our engineers, getting some help from unexpected sources today as well. And we'd like to welcome the rather large ensemble known as Mother Falcon. I think it's safe to say they are one of the most unique bands in Austin. And they're going to be featured tomorrow night. There'll be music under the stars, under the star, at the Bob Bullock Texas State History Museum from 6 to 8 tomorrow with Molly Birch. So welcome, Mother Falcon, in your entirety. Well, why don't we have you do a song right off, and then we can chat just a little bit. Mother Falcon live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Thank you. live in Studio 1A with Mother Falcon. And was that tune Scene 4?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's my understanding that this band got together when most of the members were still in high school. Is that right?
Yeah.
And that was how long ago?
Too long. 2008.
2008, so almost a decade.
Yeah, still going.
And then I remember reading that back in December you're supposed to have your farewell concert, and I kind of thought the group was breaking up, but obviously you're still together.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was a little bit of a confusing moment. I think for us and for a lot of the people around us, but we had been moving in the direction of signing with a label, and for a number of reasons that didn't work out. And so, you know, after that, I think we were sort of reevaluating and kind of trying to figure out how we wanted to continue and proceed. And some of our members decided to leave Austin and pursue other things, both in music and Dusty, if you're out there, he's going to become a lawyer. So we miss you and love you. But you know, in December we didn't really have a plan or a goal. We just wanted to mark the occasion and celebrate the members that were leaving, and also celebrate everybody that had supported us up until that point. So I think we kind of left that show not really knowing what the future would hold. Mm-hmm. But here we are, and I think I'm certainly a little surprised that we're back and rocking. But I'm really happy to be here.
So are you playing regularly or?
Not as much. We're focusing more on our summer camp, which Clara will be able to tell you about a little bit more. But we're focusing on composition and scoring for different projects, like the first piece that we played. That was actually from a puppet show that we collaborated on with Glass Half Full Theater. And so that was an adaptation of Peter and the Wolf. And so we produced original music in collaboration with an adaptation of the story by Glass Half Full. But yeah, otherwise we're working towards new music and making more music together. And we've actually got a new single that we're going to release within the next month or two. So we're still kind of making all the arrangements for that, but that's going to be the next song that we're going to play.
Well, Clara, can you tell us about summer camp?
Sure. So for the past 6 summers, we've run a summer camp called the Mother Falcon Music Lab, and it's very near and dear to our hearts. We've gotten to a point where we're pretty much working on it year-round, doing outreach with Diana Burgess at all of the different schools, and all of the people involved are coming out to do these workshops with the youth in the community. And then over the summer, we host 2 different sessions, a week long each, in which kids can come and get to know each other and write a song together and experience all these different workshops, also in different mediums other than music, and sort of have that all come together into a final showcase. And they write all the music themselves. And our motto for this camp is celebrate your voice, collaborate, and create a world. So it's really important to us for them to be empowered to do what we feel like the Austin community empowered us to do. And so we sort of try to give them a platform to get started and get mm-hmm. to know each other.
Are any current members alumnuses of the summer camp?
Nick's sister is an alumni, and she played with us over South By in February. It was really great.
Alrighty.
So almost everybody in the band is involved with the camp in some capacity, whether it's in a leadership role, a directing role, a band coaching role, coaching covers, or doing photography and things like that, or teaching a workshop. So everyone's kind of involved in the project.
And you have an opportunity to see and hear Mother Falcon tomorrow night at the Music Under the Stars series at the Bob Bullock Texas State History Museum there on MLK and Speedway. Begins at 6:00, and you're asked to bring a non-perishable food item to help support the Central Texas Food Bank. So you mentioned you have a new single coming up, and what's the name of that tune?
The song's called Driver.
All right, and you're going to do it for us now?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Mother Falcon live in Studio 1A, KUTX 98.9. We'll be right back. That's a new song called Driver, which will be the band's next single. It's Mother Falcon. They've been performing live in Studio 1A, all 12 members of them, and you can catch them tomorrow evening as part of the Music Under the Stars series at the Bullock Texas State History Museum from 6 to 8. It's a free event, but bring a non-perishable food item for the Central Texas Food Bank. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming in and sharing your music with us. We're going to close out the live portion of the program, but the band's going to do one more tune, and we'll have the whole three songs set up on our website at kutx.org. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove, Jake Perlman, and to Chloe for the great sound and helping out there in the control room. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience. Thank you.